Folks, it's time for three unbelievable things you should know about the early days of the National Hockey League. The National Hockey League was spawned from another league called the National Hockey Association. Three of the four owners couldn't get along with Eddie Livingston, who owned the Toronto Blue Shirts, so they formed an entirely new league and forgot to invite him to join. A hockey historian explained it this way.
Yes, it would be like the Rolling Stones could not fire Brian Jones. So they formed a new band called the Rolling Rocks and didn't invite him to join. In addition to the NHA/NHL, there were two other prominent professional leagues operating in the early days of hockey in the 20th century. One of them was the Pacific Coast Hockey Association, which was started with two teams in British Columbia, one in Vancouver and one in Victoria. And this league introduced many new ideas, a lot of which are integral parts of the game today. They came up with the blue line, penalty shots, playoffs, and numbers on players' jerseys. Our hockey historian said, in the early days of hockey in North America, they didn't even have a penalty box. The referee would make the player stand in the corner and think about what they did. One of the teams of the Pacific Coast Hockey Association was the Vancouver Millionaires. Their home games were at Denham Arena, which was the first rink in Canada with artificial ice. The official Vancouver Millionaires song had these lyrics. On the ice and in the club, we're the best, ain't no scrubs. We're the millionaires. We run this game. We're popping bottles and making it rain. Folks, those were three unbelievable things you should know about the early days of the NHL. Don't forget to comment, like, and smash that subscribe button. And until next time, I'll see you then.